Fillmore. The Stoughton Central School and Ocean Man First Nation students attended an Indigenous Day of Learning at the 33 Central School in Fillmore on September 20. According to Kylie Carver, principal of the Fillmore School, it was a huge event and a fulfilling day. In the spring, students from the school had attended Ocean Man to learn about powwows. "We were treated so great at Ocean Man that we wanted to do something in return," said Carver. She began to think about it in June, but when school started in September, she wanted to get this in motion. She was not sure how the event would get pulled off until they received some generous donations adding up to $7,000. Carver is so grateful for this, as this made the day even more successful. With 300 students from the three areas, it was a little cramped, but they made it work. Events were scheduled throughout the day, and the weather turned out perfect. In attendance was Terrence Littletent, who is a world-renowned hoop dancer. He demonstrated his dance with volunteers, then he did a performance together with the students and a solo dance. Amos MacArthur is a community leader and a leader of ceremonies at many powwows. He helped with the outdoor games such as Buffalo Ball and the Moccasin Game. Land Bases teacher Junior MacArthur, language teacher Peter Bigstone and Amos MacArthur raised a teepee and discussed the importance of the structure. Throughout the day, the drums could be heard in the background, as students from Ocean Man, along with Ocean Man's principal Murray Bird, performed on them all day. Raquel Oberkirsch, the treaty education consultant from Southeast Cornerstone Public School Division, was also on hand. She helped the kids learn to make button pins and the orange t-shirts that signify truth and reconciliation. Kem and Dorothy Joya showed the different regalia, including what the colors signified, the patterns and symbols. They also explained the meaning of the powwows. Thousands of beads were purchased for the event, with kits made for each of the students. Serenity Obey taught them Indigenous beading that the kids could take home. The following day, high school students enjoyed the art of beading. According to Carver, everyone got involved and it was a fabulous day, and she is pretty proud of all the students. "It was a day filled with laughter, learning, food, dancing, crafts, but most of all fellowship with our Indigenous neighbors," said Carver. The day was completed with a mini powwow and a round dance in the gymnasium where everyone joined in. "These moments of love, joy, respect and gratitude will bring our communities together in reconciliation and ultimately extinguish racism," said Carver.